Right now at Gap Factory and Banana Republic Factory, save 50 to 70% off everything in stores and online. That's right, 50 to 70% off everything. Celebrate the 4th with dresses from $19.99 at Banana Republic Factory. And at Gap Factory stores, tees start at $4.99. Plus, save an extra 40% off clearance. Sale ends Tuesday. Search our store locator for your nearest Gap Factory and Banana Republic Factory store, or shop us online.
For garden color from the ground up, start with the ground. Vigoro colored mulch at the Home Depot. Right now, a special buy, 5 bags, just $10. It protects your plants beautifully and keeps its color for up to 12 months in shades of red, brown, or black that really set off your garden, as well as your summer. Beautiful gardens start with Vigoro colored mulch. Right now, 5 for just $10, only at the Home Depot. More saving, more doing. Valid through July 5th while supplies last. U.S. only. Limit 60 bags per customer.
639 Equal Housing Line.
Broadcasting live from the Hyundai Studios. This is Chicago's number one sports station. Sports Radio 670 The Score. WSCR and HD Chicago. WJMK HD2 Chicago. The Score. Scoreboard update.
From the Chicago Wolves Update Studio, I'm Julie DeCaro. Planning to celebrate the 4th of July by watching one big fireworks show? Well, the Chicago Wolves like to celebrate so much that we perform an award-winning fireworks show before every home game. Visit ChicagoWolves.com. After getting the series split with the Nationals, the Cubs open a weekend series in Cincinnati tonight. Mike Montgomery gets the start against former Cubs Scott Feldman. Chris Bryant expected to sit out for this one with that sprained ankle, but the good news is Bryant doesn't think a DL stint will be necessary.
I feel a lot better. After the game, we did a bunch of stuff that didn't feel good, but I guess it really made me feel better today, so I feel a ton better.
Okay. So you don't think DL?
No, I don't think so.
No word yet on when Bryant will be recovered enough to play. Ben Zobrist went 2 for 3 in his rehab start with AA Tennessee yesterday. Jaimer Candelario's MRI on his knee was negative after he was hit by a pitch in yesterday's win. By the way, Kyle Schwarber went 1 for 3 with a walk last night for the Iowa Cubs. He's hitting .333 so far in AAA. As for the White Sox, they'll kick off a weekend set against Texas tonight at Guaranteed Rate Field. Mike Pelfrey headed to the mound for this one to face rookie Austin Bevens-Dirks. Avisail Garcia is still day-to-day with a sore knee, but his MRI yesterday came back negative. First pitch tonight from the south side at 7:10. In the NBA, the Bulls are reportedly looking for a buyer for Rajon Rondo's contract ahead of Friday's deadline to announce his status with the team. Tribune's Casey Johnson reporting the Bulls have included Rondo in some recent trade proposals. Elsewhere in the league, the Knicks talking to former Cleveland GM David Griffin about taking over the front office role vacated by Phil Jackson. And Bears rookie quarterback Mitch Trubisky predicted today that the Bears will make the postseason this year. Teammate and wide receiver Kevin White backs Trubisky up on that claim.
We all think that, of course. We just got to put some pieces together and do what we have to do so we can get there.
Searching for a solution to the seepage in your basement? Visit uswaterproofing.com to schedule a free consultation. And do you like Taco Bell's iconic chalupa? Then you're going to fall in love with the new limited edition double chalupa. I'm Julie DeCaro. You're listening to 670 The Score, celebrating 25 years of Chicago sports talk and the radio home of the world champion Chicago Cubs. Next Cubs game on The Score is tonight when the Cubs take on the Reds at 5:35 right here on 670 The Score, Chicago Sports Station.
This hour is brought to you by Cars for Kids. Call 1-877-CARS with a K, the numeral 4, KIDS.
Hitting second at third base, number 17, Chris Bryant.
Chris Bryant.
Bryant with two outs. High fly ball out in the deep right.
Third baseman for your Chicago Cubs.
This ball is going to make the upper deck his third home run of the game.
Reigning National League MVP.
A year ago, he was the unanimous winner for Rookie of the Year. This year, Cubs third baseman Chris Bryant was almost unanimous for the National League MVP award.
World Series champion.
This is going to be a tough play. Bryant, the Cubs win the World Series! Bryant makes the play!
Talk talking Cubs all season long.
Nice what we did last year, but this year's a completely different year. There's no need to sit back and say that we finally won one and now you can just go out there and put on cruise control. It's definitely not like that here. I mean, we want to do it all over again.
Chris Bryant with Bernstein and Goff on 670 The Score.
Chris Bryant's on Twitter at ChrisBryant_23. He is on the Home Run In Pizza Hotline. Think outside the oven. Try a Home Run In off the grill this summer. He's in Cincinnati, and he's recovering. How are you, Chris?
Yeah, how you doing?
We're good, man. You putting any of that ice cream on that ankle? What's happening, man? How's it feeling? How's the travel, you know, with the swelling? What's happened over the last couple of days with that ankle?
It's feeling actually really good. I mean, I sprained a lot of ankles before, and I haven't had the technology that you get in the big leagues to make you feel a little better. So it's feeling good, and I don't think it should be too long.
For the people who only have ice and a little bit of, you know, some Flexol 454, whatever the hell you use, what was the therapy from the moment that the injury happened to, I don't know, an hour ago?
Yeah, I mean, right when it happened, I mean, you know, obviously you got that initial shock of, you know, that didn't feel good, but, you know, going into the clubhouse and talking with our trainers and, you know, you kind of have to be aggressive with it to kind of trick the body back into thinking that you're totally fine. And that's kind of what we did. And, you know, after that, I mean, I was so surprised that, you know, it was able to feel that the way it did. So, you know, a lot of good hard work from, you know, our trainers and making me feel really good.
Electric? What are we talking here?
Stim compress. Sometimes there's like on and off with a compression boot and all that stuff.
Yeah. You light some incense. Yeah, what happened there?
A lot of like band work, you know, just strengthening up the, you know, tendons in the ankle again. And, you know, like I said, kind of the way they explained it to me was kind of like tricking the body back into thinking that, you know, everything's fine. It's just kind of your initial reaction as a, you know, is to send a bunch of, you know, pain there. And but, you know, I'm not no trainer or doctor, so I don't really know.
No, you don't say.
What they're doing with the bands, and obviously icing a lot, and, you know, compression and sleeping in compression sleeves, it's made it a whole lot better.
I think we have to add you to the list of Cubs famous injuries, possibly, because there's a long list of dubious injuries. You go back to Jose Cardinal missing a game because he says his eyelids were stuck open. We had Sammy Sosa pulling a muscle in his back, sneezing. And I think maybe
I remember that.
Maybe third baseman trips over third base is
that's
probably. And the fact is, when I watched the replay, Javier Baez was warning you. He saw it about to happen.
Yeah, he told me after the game, he's like, did you hear me? I was saying, watch out for the back. But I know, you know, it's kind of loud, and, you know, I didn't really hear him. I was like, you should have said louder. I mean, that bass has been there for, I don't know, 150 years or something like that. Not moving.
Glad to hear that you're feeling a lot better. There were some other things that have happened around your club over the last couple of days as well. The Miguel Montero situation where he didn't think that Jake Arrieta was looking over enough, holding on the runners. Next thing you know, you get 7 stolen bases. What surprised you the most out of all of those events regarding Miguel Montero and his release?
I don't know. I mean, you know, I just think, you know, there's stuff to kind of be kept in the clubhouse and said between one another. But obviously he was frustrated and, you know, but I think sometimes you got to give credit to the other team too. I mean, Trey Turner, I played with him in college, and, you know, he's one of the fastest guys that, you know, I've played with, and, you know, he's going to be able to steal a bunch of bases, and, you know, he did his job. But, yeah, just, you know, some things you just handle between one another, and I'm sure Miggy, you know, feels bad about it and wish he didn't say it, but it was said, and, you know, it's unfortunate, but, hey, you know, some things happen, and, you know, that was kind of, you know, a little frustrating, but, you know, I learned a lot from Miggy. He was a great guy to me, and, you know, I like to think of the positive times that we had with him.
How hard is it to have those kinds of disagreements as a clubhouse, a community, a family that's rolling around for 6 or 7 months? How often does it happen where you guys can have it out and say, this is what I think that you did wrong and this is what you did wrong, or does that not happen?
It doesn't happen too much, but it does happen, and it's not like it's, you know, anything you know, out of the ordinary. I mean, you know, I think when you see something as a teammate that another teammate could be doing better or just, you know, helpful along the line, I mean, you obviously want to let them know. And, you know, it's happened to me before. I mean, I've gotten advice, plenty of advice from plenty of guys, and, you know, guys like David Ross. I mean, he gave me some tough love, and sometimes you need it. And but it's nothing out of the ordinary. But
like what? What did Ross say to you?
You know, just, you know, sometimes you know, your body language isn't where it needs to be, or, you know, you're moping right now, or, you know, you need to get your energy up, something like that. And Rossi was really good with that. And, you know, but we're around each other every day. And, you know, sometimes you're going to butt heads, and, you know, sometimes you're not going to like someone for, you know, a couple hours of the day or whatever. But, you know, I think at the end of the day, we all love and appreciate one another, and we enjoy being around.
Who's taking up that mantle where, you know, now that Ross is gone, somebody can say, hey, you know, I know you may not be in a bad mood, but the guys are kind of vibing off the fact that you might not be looking the way you're supposed to. Who can say that around this clubhouse now that David Ross is gone?
I don't know if there is a guy yet. I mean, you know, it takes a little bit of you know, adjustment for someone to fill in, you know, a spot like that. Obviously, Rossi, it wasn't like he even had to try. It was just his character and how he went about things. And, you know, there's, you know, certain guys will let you know here and there, but I don't know if anybody can really step in and fully replace what he did for us.
Baseball's cool in that it provides some moments of interesting synchronicity sometimes. And yesterday I was listening during the midday show, the Spiegel and Parkin show here on The Score, where your general manager, Jed Hoyer, was lamenting the lack of what he called a galvanizing moment, an event that spurs a team onto something. And he specifically referenced the comeback win last year at home against Seattle that was down 6-0, ended up winning on the bunt 7-6. That was the Brian Mattis start. That was the Travis Wood catch in left field. And yeah, then you guys reeled off 10 wins immediately after that. And he pointed to that. And he said yesterday, before the game, he said, we just haven't had one of those things. Well, shortly thereafter, I'm looking at the chart of, I like to geek out on the Fangraphs win expectancy here. And at one point, after Victor Caratini was able to reach on the fielder's choice, when Daniel Murphy bobbles the ball, it doesn't track what the ball was in Murphy's hand. Because the win expectancy for the Nationals at that point was 96.4%, certainly higher right before he bobbled that ball. And I'll be damned if it's not single, double, and the next thing you know, you guys are feeling differently about yourselves. Could that have been the galvanizing moment that Jed Hoyer was talking about?
Yeah, absolutely. I think, when you think about that Mariners game last year, I think given where we're at in this year, I think that was a more important win than that one last year. Just, you know, last year kind of everything kind of went our way, and this year we haven't really been doing much. Just winning the game, losing the game, winning the game, just kind of keeping our head above water. And, you know, I think that win is going to be way more important than, you know, that one last year. So, I mean, it was an unbelievable comeback, and, you know, I had a blast watching it.
Why's your guy Lackey been getting launched the way he has the first 100 innings of this season?
What's that?
Why is Lackey giving up so many home runs in your estimation in the beginning of this season? He's already given up 24, and it may look a lot different when you're behind a guy or you're playing next to a guy, but he's already given up 24 first 100 innings of this season. I believe he gave up 22 all of last year. Is there anything that you're seeing out there?
No, I have no clue. I mean, I'm not a pitcher. I try not to get involved in that side of the things, but John's been doing, you know, you look at his career and his body of work, and it's just unbelievable what he's been able to accomplish. And, you know, probably one of my favorite teammates, the best competitor I've ever seen in the baseball field. And, you know, I think, you know, you look around the league and guys are just hitting way more homers, and guys are crushing balls. And it's like, man, some people are just coming out of nowhere too. So
you notice the difference in the ball?
I don't. I've heard the talk of it. You know, obviously, you know, there's a lot more homers. I don't know if it's the ball or guys are getting better or guys are getting stronger, but, you know, there's certainly more home runs, which I like.
Well, it's the ball. Based on the credible science on multiple fronts, there's been some independent testing done. There's been a lot of really smart people studying this and writing about it. And because of StatCast now, because we have every vector tracked, every velocity, and everything can be compared, the answer is pretty much the obvious answer. And even though technically the ball can still be considered within proper MLB standards, as Joe Sheehan notes, who's going to join us later in the show, actually, it's much closer to a golf ball than it is a softball at this point. And it seems to be the pretty much settled understanding now that it's bouncier and it's smaller.
Oh, well, then I guess that makes more sense. But as long as it's in the guidelines of what MLB considers a usable baseball, then, you know, maybe it's acceptable. But, I guess there's a definitive answer there.
Chris Bosio came on the morning show a couple of days ago and says he didn't get involved in all the, you know, the sabermetrics and the analytics and all the other stuff. He looks at what hitters do and how his pitches are upsetting that time. And we know that Kyle Hendricks is a guy who looks at everything, including all the video he can. And he's kind of have that professorial, kind of look on the field. Is there a guy that a position player wise who I won't say nerds out, but a guy who understands and takes into account all the analytics the way he does on the pitching side?
That's a good question. I mean, on our team, I think we're all pretty similar in terms of, you know,
not giving a damn.
No, I mean, I think there's a such thing as too much information, and as a hitter, that it's already hard enough when you're going up there. So if you have all these other thoughts in your mind that he throws this pitch in this count 37% of the time, it's not beneficial to you. I mean, you need to go up there and really focus on seeing the ball and hitting the ball, and you don't need to cloud your thoughts with all this other craziness. So, you know, hitting is the hardest thing to do in sports. So, you know, you make it as simple as you can when you get up there.
I don't know how close you are with Kyle Schwarber, but I'm just wondering if you've been in contact, a text here or there. Do you think it's important that the major league guys continue to reach out to him and say, hey, you know, we're thinking about you. We want you to, you know, get better and get back?
Yeah, I haven't talked to him, but I've been following along with him, and he, you know, he looks right back on track to what, you know, we all know that he's capable of. And, you know, it's just a weird start for him. I mean, you know, I don't know if he's ever hit leadoff in his life, and, you know, to do it on the biggest stage, I'm sure it's there's a lot of pressure there, and, you know, I'm sure he felt it. And, you know, it's, I know he's going to be right back to where, you know, he wants to be, and everything that we saw in the World Series and in his first year. So there's no, I have all the confidence in the world in him.
The other day, while our guys were getting some tape, we heard Eric B. is the president in the background. Yesterday, we heard some country music. Who controls the stereo, and who gets the rest of the clubhouse the happiest when they control said stereo?
You know, I think it's kind of like a rotation. I mean, I think like on, I don't know, every now and then, it always feels like Sunday or something that John Jay gets on the radio and he's playing the reggae and relaxing stuff. So that's the type that, you know, I enjoy listening to before game rather than the, you know, crazy party music, dance, EDM or whatever it's called stuff. Mm-hmm. So, I mean, my favorite is John Jay when he gets on the radio.
And do you think that new Jay-Z album will be played anytime soon in the Cubs clubhouse?
Probably. I just read an article about that. It's crazy. But if we got a Jay-Z fan, I'm sure it'll be on it.
So your buddy Bryce Harper posts a picture of the two of you and your wives together outside the locker room, and it includes the hashtag #back-to-back one day. And of course, everybody goes crazy. Well, what does he mean? He's going to be a free agent, and they got the same agent. And so
it's thought maybe you guys are going to go play for Cleveland with LeBron.
Yeah. What have you guys been discussing as far as the future goes?
Not much at all. I mean, I think that was, you know, with us coming to town to play them, I'm sure he was getting a bunch of questions about, you know, the whole story of him coming to play for the Cubs one day. So, and I don't think he's ever said it that he wants to, or, you know, I don't think he's ever mentioned it. And I think he's just having a whole lot of fun with it. But we haven't really talked about it. I mean, we haven't played together since we were probably like maybe 10 or 11. So
I'm sure it would be a lot of fun for us if we were on the same team in the big leagues.
What kind of dude is Bryce Harper?
He's a great dude. I mean, so passionate about the game. He loves it. But off the field, he's just a normal guy. I mean, and it's tough to be a normal guy when you're like of his stature and, his popularity, but, just a good guy off the field and, someone that you would want to hang out with.
It's weird that you're not going to be playing perhaps against Cincinnati because you've done so well against them. I mean, you're
that ankle going to heal up. I was going to say that
somebody you see Reds pitching. And I don't know.
Already.
Now we can see you're trying to trick your body. maybe that ankle somehow could just understand that it's in Cincinnati and it'll just get better on its own.
I'm telling you, it's feeling pretty good. So might see me out there.
When?
I don't know. Obviously, got to get to the field and go through the whole process and the work. But I mean, I feel good right now. I feel good walking. They want me to try to test it running and see how that feels. But I feel good.
All right. And how many hot fudge sundaes have you had? Seeing that you're
last time we did this, he got sick.
Favorite ice cream town.
Easy. Well, I told you guys last time that Cincinnati has the best dessert, so of course I got one last night.
Was it the brownie? Is that what it was?
Yeah, it's just this little brownie sundae that, just does the trick.
Well, we asked Jake Arrieta what his cheat day was when we first had him on, and it's something stupid like some 12,000 calorie meal or something like that. When you go hard, when you say to yourself, I'm going to be an absolute pig idiot and nobody can stop me, what do you go hard with?
I think the perfect day for that would – I was just thinking in the off season, like Super Bowl Sunday, you get pizza, you get wings, you get all the crazy chips and dip and sodas all over. I think that's kind of my ideal of splurging.
Oh man,
that's every day for the average listener.
Come on, dude, you see, some dude right now is like weighs 335. He's sitting at his cubicle, like, dude, that's what I had for lunch.
Yeah, that's called Thursday.
Yeah, what the hell, Chris? Come on, man, you go harder than that. You gonna let Arrieta outdo you?
Of course, yeah, he's definitely, because he has more of a strict diet during the actual week, so when he gets that cheat day, he goes all out. But me, I'm not as strict as him.
who goes the hardest as far as the coaching staff? Like, who have you seen demolish piles of food, and you're like, well, how is that man still awake? If it's not Eric Hinsky, I'll be upset.
No, it's not Ski. I mean, he does a good job watching his weight. He, he's always taking the bread out of things. Carbs are the enemy and all that.
Oh, so it's Chris Bosio.
It's Bosio.
It's Bosio and his pasta infused belly.
I don't know. I'll get back. I'm paying strict attention to that.
All right,
until
see,
next time.
What? This is the second time now that you're going to tell us something on the other side of something, and we forget about it. All right, go enjoy your Sunday.
Don't forget.
Go enjoy your Sunday, and hopefully your ankle gets better, man.
Thanks, guys. Good talking to you.
That is Chris Bryant, the reigning National League MVP, as he heals up from his ankle sprain.
Today is going to be a great day, my friend.
And why is that?
You know, yesterday I was feeling a little funny. I didn't even explain what happened with the handicapped driver and our interaction. Today, Dan Bernstein, I helped an old lady with her groceries today.
Yeah.
I was on my Good Samaritan. I was like, lady, because you can't just walk up to anybody.
I was
going to
say, in my mind's eye, it's got to be an old white lady.
Yes,
because
yes.
I want her to give you the look.
No. She was super
like,
cool.
Hey,
you can tell.
You
can tell she had partied with a few brothers in the 70s or something like that. So she's having trouble loading them into her trunk.
Hanging out with Norm Van Leer.
Pass that. Puff and pass. No, so she's having trouble with the load into her trunk. She's got this huge Buick. Of course, it's like every stereotype. Mm-hmm. And I'm looking at her. I'm like, do I go over there and say something? Because I don't want to, somebody, you feel like they're bothering you or, getting robbed out here in these streets. So I was like, ma'am, she had purple hair. She had a purple kind of like a Joe Madden like cut, right? So I'm like, ma'am, it wasn't Joe that I helped, by the way. I'm like, ma'am, do you need
to trust the process? Right. Stick to what we do well.
I was like, ma'am, do you need some help? And she was like, if you'd like to, son. And man, I loaded up the groceries for her, and I didn't know what to do after that. So I was like, all right, well, have a good day. And she put her hand up, and I gave her a high five. And I was like, all right, then. Today's going to be all
there
right.
There it is.
Yeah, I got cut off by a handicapped person yesterday. Today, me and this old white lady bonded over groceries. So you can't stop me today. Jay-Z album out. We got a fun weekend of sports. I'm hanging out with you and Tony and Nick. We just talked to Chris Bryant. We on fire already.
This segment brought to you by CeCe's. Now at CeCe's, party with bacon stuffed crust and new grilled cheese stuffed crust pizza, joining the original top with pepperoni on the unlimited buffet. Just five and change at CeCe's. Prices may vary. We will do the propers and get the Bernstein and Goff show started in earnest next on The Score.
This is Joe Mann of the World Series champion Cubs, and you're listening to the Bernstein and Goff show on The Score.
This is John Feinstein with a CBS Sports Minute brought to you by Spray and Forget, the original no-rinse cleaner. Every once in a while, there's a sports story truly worth telling. Here's one, as reported by Stephen J. Nesbitt of the Pittsburgh Post-Gazette. On Wednesday, Major League Baseball umpire John Tumpane was walking to work. Specifically, he was crossing the Roberto Clemente Bridge en route to PNC Park to work the Pirates-Rays game that night. He spotted a woman standing on the outside of the bridge railing staring down at the Allegheny River. According to Nesbitt, Tumpane approached her and suggested this was a bad idea. She said she liked the view. Tumpane told her the view was just as good from the other side, then grabbed her around the waist, pulling her over the railing to safety. A few minutes later, EMTs showed up to help. Chances are very good that Tumpane saved her life. If ever an umpire deserves a standing ovation, it's John Tumpane. I'm John Feinstein.
Get to JCPenney for our 4th of July sale. Save up to 40% on major appliances from brands like LG, GE, and Samsung. Plus, get up to a $500 Visa prepaid card when you purchase more appliances. And get 30-month special financing on purchases with your JCPenney credit card. That's getting your pennies worth. JCPenney. Available in select stores. Some terms, conditions, and exclusions apply. Financing terms valid 6/21 to 7/12 on purchases of $7.99 or more. Must request at time of purchase. Subject to credit approval. Minimum monthly payments required. Limit one Visa prepaid card by mail as a rebate per address. Except in Rhode Island. See store or jcp.com/appliances for details.
Thanks for streaming The Score. Dan Bernstein and Jason Goff. Afternoons on The Score.
Jake Arrieta.
Yeah, the velocity's been down. I think that, you know, the workload has maybe had a little bit to do with that. But the wear and tear, you know, I feel great. I think that I still have a lot more in the tank. It's not necessarily there right now, but I'm using what I have to the best of my ability.
Bernstein and Goff. Afternoons 1 to 6 on Sports Radio 670 The Score. And 670thescore.com, Chicago Sports Station.
Progressive presents Mindflowness with Flow.
You're descending down a staircase. On each step is another discount. Safe driver, multi-car, paperless. At the bottom of the staircase is a man selling cupcakes. You buy a cupcake with the money you saved because you really like cupcakes.
You're getting deeper and deeper into saving money with Progressive. Visit Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Discounts not available in all states or situations.
Hey, it's Steve. I can't come to the phone right now because I'm protesting the high price of my mobile plan. Metro PCS must think I'm an ATM. Ha! More like Steve TM.
Switch to Boost and get two lines with 3 gigs of data per line for only $50. With Metro PCS, you only get 2 gigs per line for the same price. Plus, get up to 2 free LG X-Power phones. All powered by the fast and reliable Sprint Nationwide network. Visit a Boost mobile store today. Boost makes it easy to switch. Switching makes it easy to save.
Thanks for streaming The Score. Chicago Sports Radio 670. Matt Spiegel and Danny Parkins. Middays on The Score.
Theo Epstein piles going to Iowa. Why now?
You know, obviously a lot of things have happened. This year has gotten away from him, and now it's just a power game. And we have zero doubt that he's going to go down. This will be good for him, and he'll rediscover who he is.
Spiegel and Parkins. 9 a.m. to 1. On Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station. Thanks for streaming The Score. Chicago Sports Radio 670. Talk Cubs with the Cubs on The Score. Listen to former Cy Young Award winner Jake Arrieta.
No hitter for Arrieta.
And MVP Chris Bryant.
Bryant cracks one in the air. He's hit another one.
Exclusively live on The Score once a week with the Bernstein and Golf Show. Arrieta and Bryant. Only on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago's official radio home of the world champion Chicago Cubs.
For garden color from the ground up, start with the ground. Vigoro colored mulch at the Home Depot. Right now, a special buy, 5 bags, just $10.
It protects your plants beautifully and keeps its color for up to 12 months in shades of red, brown, or black that really set off your garden, as well as your summer. Beautiful gardens start with Vigoro Colored Mulch. Right now, five for just 10 bucks, only at the Home Depot. More saving, more doing. Valid through July 5th while supplies last. U.S. only. Limit 60 bags per customer.
Thanks for streaming The Score. Who is 670 The Score? We're Chicago's original sports talk station. Chicago's only all-Chicago sports talk station. Covering all of Chicago's teams. And when breaking Chicago sports news happens, we'll break in with all the details. Guaranteed. Keep streaming The Score to your computer or device for the best sports talk in Chicago. We are Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago's sports station. Thanks for streaming The Score. Chicago Sports Radio 670.
Mully and Handley, mornings 5 to 9 a.m.
We're not to worry about Kyle Schwarber. That's the whole idea. And anything that he does at Iowa doesn't mean it translates into Major League Baseball. Kyle Schwarber's supposed to be a professional hitter. If I hear that, oh, Schwarber's really struggling, I won't let it get to me at all.
Mully and Handley, mornings 5 to 9 a.m. on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station.
Thanks for streaming The Score, official radio home of the world champion Chicago Cubs, and the place to hear World Series Cubs manager Joe Maddon talk with Spiegel and Parkins, Tuesdays at noon.
Has it been frustrating to you?
Well, of course it is, because you see a lot of young players that are very good having a tough time. It just is frustrating in general to everybody, because we expect more of ourselves. Come out with a renewed energy about the day, and you expect good things to happen, which is what I do every day.
Joe Maddon with Spiegel and Parkins, Tuesdays at noon on 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Thanks for streaming The Score, Chicago Sports Radio 670.
Matt Spiegel and Danny Parkins, middays on The Score.
Theo Epstein, Kyle's going to Iowa. Why now?
You know, obviously a lot of things have happened. Mr. Trevor's gotten away from them, and now it's just a power game, and we have zero doubt that he's going to go down. This will be good for him, and we'll rediscover who he is.
Spiegel and Parkins, 9 a.m. to 1, on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station.
Thanks for streaming The Score, Chicago Sports Radio 670.
This is 670 The Score, where Cubs history is made.
The Chicago Cubs win the World Series.
The world champion Chicago Cubs are looking to repeat in 2017. Join me, Pat Hughes, and Ron Coomer for all 162 games, including every thrilling moment of the postseason.
The Cubs have done it.
This is the one place you need to be, Cubs fans. Sports Radio 670 The Score, official radio home of the world champion Chicago Cubs.
Mimecast.com.
This is Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station. Scoreboard update.
1:31 in the Chicago Wolves update studio. I'm Julie DeCaro. Planning to celebrate the 4th of July by watching one big fireworks show? The Chicago Wolves like to celebrate so much, we perform an award-winning fireworks show before every home game. Visit ChicagoWolves.com. Cubs getting set to open a weekend series tonight in Cincinnati. Chris Bryant sat out of yesterday's game with that moderately sprained ankle, but Bryant told Bernstein and Goff just minutes ago that he's healing quickly.
It's feeling actually really good. I mean, I sprained a lot of ankles before, and I haven't had the technology that you get in the big leagues to make you feel a little better. So it's feeling good, and I don't think it should be too long.
Mike Montgomery making his fifth start on the year for the Northsiders tonight. He's sporting an ERA of just 2.50. He'll face former Cubs Scott Feldman tonight. Ben Zobrist played a rehab game yesterday with AA Tennessee. He'll be back when he tells manager Joe Maddon he's ready. Jason Hayward has been throwing and hitting, but still needs time for that cut on his hand to heal. White Sox open a weekend set against Texas tonight at Guaranteed Rate Field. Mike Pelfrey headed to the mound in this one to face rookie Austin Bevens-Dirks. Avisail Garcia still day-to-day with a sore knee, but his MRI yesterday came back negative. First pitch tonight from the south side at 7:10. In the NBA, Rajon Rondo is reportedly on the trade block ahead of Friday's deadline to announce his status with the team. The Tribune's Casey Johnson reporting the Bulls have included Rondo's name in some recent trade proposals. The Knicks are talking to former Cleveland GM David Griffin about taking over the front office role vacated by Phil Jackson. And Paul George says he still plans to sign with the Lakers when he becomes a free agent in 2018, no matter who he plays for in between now and then. Now through July 5th, it's GNC's summer savings event. Get hot values starting at $9.99 on your favorite essentials, vitamins, fish oil, probiotics, and more. Change begins at GNC. I'm Julie DeCaro. You're listening to 670 The Score, celebrating 25 years of Chicago sports talk and the radio home of the world champion Chicago Cubs. Next Cubs game on The Score is tonight when the Cubs take on the Reds at 5:35 right here on 670 The Score, Chicago Sports Station.
This scoreboard update was brought to you by Packy Webb Ford.
The whole town's talking about the Webb boys.
Hi, I'm Greg Webb.
Thanks for streaming The Score, Chicago Sports Radio 670.
Mully and Handley, mornings 5 to 9 a.m.
Blackhawks president John McDonough joins us.
The goal is to win Stanley Cup, but there's so many things that happen once you enter the playoffs between caroms and bounces and posts and ghosts and crazy things that happen.
Mully and Handley, mornings 5 to 9 a.m. on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station.
Webboard.com.
All right, let's do this. It's Friday. The weekend is pretty much started. If judging by some of the traffic patterns right now, people are vacating Chicago in a hurry. People are fleeing to the north and to the east.
To the north we must go.
Headed to Wisconsin, headed to Michigan, and there's a lot of people who are...
A lot of fireworks shows out there.
Yeah, I think mentally checked out already. So what the hell? So you can start your weekend with us, and that's what we're going to do between now and 5:30 before we turn it over to Cubs baseball. The Bernstein and Goff Show.
Hello.
Joe Sheehan is going to join us at 2:40. He wrote about the bouncy baseballs and in a way that sort of frightened me because he confronted some things that I hadn't really thought about yet. About what can lie ahead if baseball is to be taken at its word that this is just some random occurrence within the proper specifications of the baseball. He thinks this could swing back in the other direction.
Yeah, the number's going to go the other way.
Compares it to 87 and 88 and what happened there. So added a whole other layer of uncertainty to this. And
well, Big Daddy Kane came through, though, so that was cool.
We will talk baseball with Joe at 2:40, 312-644-6767. That's the number at WSCR, The Score. You email us at Bernstein and Goff at 670thescore.com. That's where you listen to us live. We're streaming at 670thescore.com. Texting, sexting, 67011. You text, we reply. Message and data rates may apply. The text line brought to you by the Grossinger Auto Group. Find over 5,000 vehicles every day at grossinger.com. Twitter, at Bernstein_Goff. He's at Jason1Goff. I am at Dan_Bernstein. We're also on Instagram, at Bernstein Goff Show. You can email us. I mentioned we have the website, BernsteinandGoffShow.com. Facebook's great, too. You can interact with the show, with the station on Facebook.
I'm going to go to Facebook Live right now and then log in, hang out with the people a little bit.
Then you can like the 670 The Score page on Facebook Live and watch 670thescore.com is where you find our video stream that is brought to you by the fine folks and fine products of American Needle and directed by Brian Gertsch.
Gertsch.
This is the week where we raise a great deal of money for some excellent, excellent causes, and you can see right now exactly what's going on with the autograph auction. 1983 winning ugly items are pretty good right now, $1,225.
83.
Look at Tony Gill keeping the 83 Nation alive while Tannehill is out today.
Wow.
Look at that.
Our producers are Nick Shepkowski.
Swung on. There it goes deep left. That ball is high. That is far. It is gone.
Nope.
Aaron Judge hits his... No. He caught it? Are you kidding me? He did catch it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's tough.
Well, Melky didn't help anybody. He pretended he didn't catch it. He's like, aha! I did catch it.
Yes.
I have a ball here. How did I get this ball? Where did it come from? I must have caught it.
Yeah, the way Shep characterized that in the old group chat, that was a tough one. I hadn't heard it, but I thought it was going to be pretty bad.
I'll be the first guy to make fun of a play-by-play guy for blowing a call, but that's... I would have said the same thing. The TV said it, radio said it, he acted as if it were gone. He's like, nope, I caught it. Look at
this. So when you're doing that, you're watching the fielder, not the ball.
You're watching both. You track the field. You want to see where the fielder's going because obviously if he just stands and looks up, you know that you're probably set. Right. So at that point, the two are coming together in a way that you should be able to see both. But it's hard. You don't know.
Hey, what do you want from me right now? You're putting on your play-by-play cape right now. I didn't do anything.
I empathize.
He blew the call. I'm sure the call was very happy that that happened.
With the audio overlord out, the man in his stead, in his formidable seat today is Anthony Gill.
He's calm.
collective has a will to win because his name, of course, is Wade Jones.
Wait, Tony.
I'm going to need some context
put up a mic
here.
On that. Tell me that.
06 Miami Heat championship parade. Congresswoman calls out Dwayne Wade
as
Finals
Wade
MVP.
Jones?
Wade Jones. Calls him Wade Jones.
Run that one more time for me.
He's calm, collected, has a will to win because his name, of course, is Wade Jones.
Wade. Damn.
Wade Jones.
That doesn't even sound like if that was the name of the player, he would suck. Like, that doesn't even sound like the name of a good
player. No.
Not even a good player.
And the name is Zach Machine.
Wade Jones?
It's still not as good as Governor George Ryan introducing Mike Ditka.
Well,
I'm sorry. I'm sorry. Yeah. That's pretty good. The build-up is great.
Yeah, she's
feeling it a little bit.
Yeah, she's stepping into it, feeling good about it. All right, so.
But that is.
So,
yeah.
you got a cup split, and now you go to Cincy to kick them around for a little bit. And as you said, the Cubs brass has talked about wins kicking off a Cubs string of goodness. Do you think that was it? Because this entire week, it seems like you've been searching for the demarcation point of, all right, not saying that you were rooting for it or that was it, but it seems like you were trying to figure out when and where this Cubs team would start to feel itself a little bit, be a little bit more, more prosperous than their first 75 games have shown.
I want to go back to this, what Jed Hoyer said.
And that's why,
right?
I replied to the texter who thought, come on now, Birdstein, you rooting for wins? It's not a rooting thing. Their GM actually said.
Yeah, I'm not necessarily a believer in that kind of thing. I don't necessarily think that you can have.
I mean, you look back on it.
That's the kind of loss that starts a losing streak, or that's the kind of win that starts a winning streak. Had they not, is it causal or is it correlative? Yeah, they had a really inspiring win.
That's going to be the name of my next Twins, by the way.
Also,
causal and correlative.
They also were a really good baseball team that won a lot more games than they lost no matter what happened beforehand.
Right?
So we'll never be able to prove that, because they came back and beat the Mariners, that's why they went on a double-digit win streak. No, they could easily have gone on a double-digit win streak because they were better than the teams they were playing.
Brian Mattis.
Yeah.
I don't remember.
You ever that?
Bad machine.
That was we're gonna give him a chance. They can feed off winning. Nope, that's not gonna happen. And then they came back and they won. And I'm just going with what the general manager said. It was fun yesterday. I'm standing there in sport clips, jumping up and down.
Is that right?
Wait, you're
shooting a commercial is what you're doing, because there's a dude like having all the sports fun and waiting for his haircut.
I was.
You were shooting a promo yesterday.
I was like sport clips commercial guy.
That's cute. That's cute. Were you with Jay or
No.
by yourself? You're solo.
No.
See, you got your haircut for the weekend. Getting ready to look good for somebody this weekend. I got my haircut because it's Friday.
I had.
You gotta stay fresh.
No, yesterday was nice. Yeah, we did our little thing. I had a nice meeting with the big boss man,
because he's
making the rounds, talking to people, and he's cool. And then I've been waiting to get the oil change. I'm getting all these messages from my car.
I felt like you had a productive day yesterday, didn't you?
And the house was empty because he was out and she was out. Like, nobody cares where I am right now. I don't have to be home for anybody.
The ankle monitor is off.
Right. Yeah, turn that off. I had somebody blow into the thing on the dashboard to start the car. Right. No, but it's get the oil change, get the haircut. Yeah. Everything's coming together a little bit.
Yeah.
All the little nagging things. You know that feeling when you start, every time you start the car, it's like, hey, got to change the oil.
That sticker's looking at you like, hey.
No, the car has a little notice.
Well, this is,
it's like oil life 10%.
Yeah.
Oil life 2%.
I got the check brake pads.
Oil life 0%. Yeah. Oil is dead.
Your car is dying. Yeah. No, I got the check brake pads a couple of days ago. I'm like, yeah, I got pressure car going here now. I can't be messing around.
Don't mess with your brakes.
No, I know. Yeah. I'm going to make an appointment here in the next couple of days or so. But yeah, I can dig when you're feel like you got everything, you know, done. Or not everything, but the things that
are,
like,
things are bothering you.
You know, and it's happened a couple of summers in a row now, because I've been around Shep for a couple of summers. You know, Shep has gotten a major to-do off the list when he's cleaned and removed or cleaned and returned the summer patio furniture. It's a couple of years now where I haven't even told him, but you'll see a look on his face.
I quit. I haven't even brought the patio chairs out this year.
You'll see a look on his face. He's like, three damn hours. I sat there and I hosed off the patio furniture and I brought it out and I let him rock because I can see it in his eyes that he got something done that's been
like apartment living.
Yeah.
I don't think people understand how much of a pain in the ass.
Oh, to take
apartment
off
living
storage.
Is when you
yes,
have to go to storage
yes.
And the gate doesn't open all the way and
rock.
It slams back at you. You're trying to move patio furniture
listen
out.
To this.
You're trying to get all the cushions out,
listen
everything out. And then it's, well, what do you do all morning?
Like, man, well, listen to this, ladies and gentlemen, from Cold City to damn near on Navy Pier. And these are the concerns that this man has is patio furniture. I can dig it though. I let him rock when once a year. I try to check my calendar. Like, all right, we're about a week away from Shep going off about the patio furniture. Yeah, everybody's got them. So you got your haircut, you got everything done, you got your oil change. I got my grill delivered. I'm gonna put my grill together and do some grilling this weekend. Like, this is. You know, this is man time. You've got baseball on in the background, and maybe the Cubs start winning for you a little bit. Sox are doing their soxy thing.
I don't know where I'm finishing that sentence. But
we don't even have to take this anyway. I know we got a break, but
yeah.
I wonder what Sox fans are like. Like, what are you doing this year?
How's it going?
Like, what are you doing? Open time machines.
This segment brought to you by the Detox and Treatment Helpline. Drug or alcohol problems for you or a loved one can be solved, and with insurance, treatment may be at little or no cost to you. Call the Detox and Treatment Helpline now, 800-430-4149. We've got a lot more to come. Do you think, as Jed Hoyer seems to think, do you believe in that idea of the galvanizing win? I think it's a little bit silly. I think it's sort of after the fact. You kind of point to it and say, that was fun. But, hey, the GM put it out there for you. You got the score.
This is the number one sports station in Chicago. Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago's spine.
Hey, it's Jason Goff here for Xfinity. And I got to tell you right now, paying attention to the facts is very important. And the fact of the matter is Xfinity delivers the best in-home Wi-Fi experience there is on the market. That's because they offer the fastest download speeds and the most Wi-Fi coverage. Xfinity offers more speed to more homes than AT&T does for all you AT&T slash U-verse slash whatever they're calling themselves lately, guys and girls out there. Plus, Xfinity has fast in-home Wi-Fi speeds in every room in your house, so you can watch your favorite shows wherever you want. You don't have to go to the corner bedroom or the guest bathroom to get the best coverage. The modem does the job. You don't need a, you know, extended router or any of those other things that you may have to buy with other services. Get up to 5 lines of talk and text included with Xfinity internet service with no activation and no line access fees when you get down with Xfinity Mobile. Plus 2 easy data options available so you can stream entertainment on the go and save along the way. Take that, AT&T. What you need to do right now is call the number that I'm about to tell you. 1-800-XFINITY is the number, or if you want to go online, Xfinity.com, and tell them Jason Goff sent you.
Hey, thanks for listening to The Score on your mobile device, your laptop, your desktop, whatever you stream us on. We've got Chicago sports fans covered. The Score is Chicago's first and number one sports talk station. We're live from Chicago and dedicated to the Chicago sports fan. It's what's driven us for over 25 years now. But we couldn't have done it without you, the loyal Score listener. Thanks for listening to Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago's sports station.
Right now at Gap Factory and Banana Republic Factory, save 50 to 70% off everything in stores and online. That's right, 50 to 70% off everything. Celebrate the 4th with dresses from $19.99 at Banana Republic Factory. And at Gap Factory stores, tees start at $4.99. Plus, save an extra 40% off clearance. Sale ends Tuesday. Search our store locator for your nearest Gap Factory and Banana Republic Factory store, or shop us online.
Napa Know How.
Any car brave enough to withstand a decade's worth of multi-state family voyages is worth treating to some quality parts and Napa know-how. Coolant for the Death Valley trip, wiper blades for the Pacific Northwest, air fresheners for the Southwest chili cook-off. Yeah, with some quality parts and a little Napa know-how, you can keep your road warrior running longer, stronger, for many more vacations to come. That's Napa know-how.
Napa know-how!
Get to JCPenney for our 4th of July sale. Save up to 40% on major appliances from brands like LG, GE, and Samsung. Plus, get up to a $500 Visa prepaid card when you purchase more appliances. And get 30-month special financing on purchases with your JCPenney credit card. That's getting your pennies worth. JCPenney. Available in select stores. Some terms, conditions, and exclusions apply. Financing terms valid 6/21 to 7/12 on purchases of $7.99 or more. Must request at time of purchase. Subject to credit approval. Minimum monthly payments required. Limit 1 Visa prepaid card by mail as a rebate per address. Except in Rhode Island. See store or jcp.com/appliances for details.
Look out in the street there. You know what you don't see? My car. Because I had to sell it to pay the lawyer I hired when I got busted for drunk driving. Know what else you don't see? My girlfriend, who decided that a guy with no car and no license and no money was no fun.
Cops are out there cracking down on drunk driving all across the country. And they'll see you before you see them. Drive sober or get pulled over.
Brought to you by the Illinois Department of Transportation.
Ready to make fashion fireworks? Right now at Old Navy, get up to 60% off the entire store during Old Navy's Red, White, and New Sale. Save big with items for $2, $4, $6, and $8, including women's tanks for just $2. Plus, 2 days only, tomorrow and Sunday, get flag tees for the whole family for just $2.50. All summer essentials up to 60% off, like flip-flops, tank tops, swimwear, and shorts at Old Navy and OldNavy.com. Select styles only. Entire store offer valid 6/28 to 7/5. Excludes clearance, gift cards, register lane items, jewelry, today only deals, two-day only deals.
Thanks for streaming The Score. Chicago Sports Radio 670.
Cubs fans, can you imagine if you missed this?
Grand slam, Miguel Montero!
Or this?
And Baez drives one in the air.
It's got a chance! Cubs win!
Experience every exciting moment of Cubs baseball right here. Because when the Cubs are on The Score, history could be made at any moment.
And the Chicago Cubs win the World Series!
This is Sports Radio 670 The Score. Chicago's official radio home for the world champion Chicago Cubs.
See manager for details.
This is Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, Chicago Sports Station.
I think that is the nature of a baseball season. That sometimes you've got to have a moment, a win, something happens where it just kind of launches you forward. And I think you have to stay with the same process and keep doing the same things over and over the right way. And eventually those things happen.
And he used the term the galvanizing event. I don't know. I just know I was the idiot jumping up and down in sportless. Yeah, Cubbies! You know? And I'm like, oh no, I'm that guy. And I'm by myself. It's not like I'm high-fiving my kid or something. Well, like, I'm alone and acting like that. Like, hey, you can catch yourself. It's like, oh, I'm kind of a meatball right now.
Full disclosure, I had some DVR issues, some user error issues last night. So I if I'm not going to watch it live, I DVR it, then I watch a little bit later with Jason right before he, you know, for his last feeding. Mm-hmm. And I DVR'd the
Bassmaster Classic.
I DVR'd the Nationals feed. And I don't have the package.
No, so. that would be a
bad package machine. So I turn it on. I'm getting ready for some Cubs baseball, and I'm like, ooh. I'm like, so that's when you make, ladies and gentlemen, that's when you make the decision at that point in your life where you go, am I going to go on the air and just slap Frankie for like 3.5 hours and tell people, oh yeah, I remember that play. No, that's not Tony. I will not allow that to be the standard that is set for the young ones coming up. And where do you go, you know what, I didn't get a chance to see that.
It happens.
No, and listen.
You don't have to front.
I won't.
You pulled the highlights up or something, though.
Go to MLB.com and see all the salient plays.
This guy's on vacation already.
No, don't do that to me. You know I'm not that guy, Shep. You know I'll
That's because you aren't that guy, but the one time it happened, you missed that.
It's like, you know, you're holding me to my own expectations here. Like, you know I'll watch a regular season Senators-Hawks game that I know we're not going to talk about at all. at all. And then come in here and don't say anything about
it. Shep, you touched a nerve.
Yeah, you did. Because I feel bad. I feel like crap. And this is after the lady high-fived me for helping her with her groceries.
Yeah, you were Mr. Everything's coming up today.
Dude, today just... You ever feel like today was going to be like a really blessed day?
You know how I feel about that.
I know.
A blessed day.
Well, somebody's just hoping to...
Tell me to...
You'll have a bad day if you like? Is that what you're on?
I don't think the corporation is asking you to tell people to have a blessed day. I mean, because that's no.
He's getting mad at some like 7-year-old black lady.
Talking
in food
about
basket.
A nerve.
Yeah, exactly. Some lady who was forced back into the workforce because of what, you know, SSI
insurance.
And she's just trying to sell you these macadamia nut cookies. And then all of a sudden she says the wrong thing to one Bernstein and she gets her ass fired again. Nah, some days you just feel like. Yeah, my kid smiled all morning. He didn't cry at all.
Is he still making his noise?
Yes, it's Red, White, and Blue Day today at the Spirit Week. So there's a different theme all week long.
How many Captain America babies are
there? Well, I sent him in the red, black, and the green with the fist on
rally around the flag.
Yeah.
Steel pulse.
I sent him with the
gold, black, and green.
I sent him with the X-Clan playing in the background. Voodoo running from the magic. Yeah.
Gorillas in the mist.
Right. So I'll be leaving at around 2:30 to go pick up my suspended baby from daycare. My little Colin Kaepernick baby will be kicked out of daycare because he wasn't compliant to the colors.
You know, no, you know what you should have done? Washington Wizards jersey.
Oh, dude, I don't have any jerseys for him. And the only red, white, and blue thing that he had, he messed up like a couple of days ago. Like, I threw something on him when he got home for his, you know, play clothes or his nighttime feeding or whatever, but he messed it up, so I had to throw, like, some all-white onesie on him. Hopefully that's enough.
Your sock shirt would have done the trick. You're rocking in the 83 socks.
Dude, shout out to American Needle. This is one of their shirts, vintage shirts.
That's nice.
Yeah.
The
patch, too. Yeah.
It's not just the patch, but they distress it.
Yeah, the
so
vintage
they,
look.
Yeah, they make
the
it
vibe.
Look like that thing has been in your drawer forever.
Dude, I'm telling you, American Needle is where it's at. If I wasn't getting paid by them, I would still wear their clothes.
This segment has been brought to you by Hum by Verizon. Get answers before you have questions with vehicle diagnostics and more. Hum by Verizon is the technology that connects you to your car. Learn more at hum.com. I want to make sure I heard Chris Bryant correctly.
In the interview that we just did?
Yeah,
did he say, oh, I know.
He didn't rule out playing today, did he?
It sounded like he was going to get put through tests. And if he did really well at the test, because you know you don't want to mess with an asset like that, right? I mean, you can't.
I know, but he didn't rule it out
because you're worried about the elasticity in the around the ankle, and if you sprain that thing again, worrying about what's happening there structurally.
Yeah.
You get your Ben Wallace on. You gotta be careful out there when you're not taping it. Remember Ben Wallace had that tape and ankle situation where he didn't want to tape ankles.
He got like addicted to taping his ankles because the ligaments didn't build up enough because he was relying on the tape.
Right. So
now I'm picturing Chris Bryant with the blowout fro
and the headband. Well, he's got enough hair. He rocks.
He rocks a
hairstyle similar to Bryce Harper's. It's just not styled the same way. Like he's got a nice amount of hair on his head.
Yeah, the thing about him is like he would get big hair. You know, because he'd get like big thick hair.
Yeah, yeah.
Did you see the old pictures of Bryce Harper?
Well, let's take a break. Let's take a break and come back.
Because that's some stuff that's the way he used to have it.
Well, the way he used to look, too.
That's what I mean.
Yeah.
That was a big part
Captain
of it.
Captain Strong Jaw is like a 7-year-old.
Well, it wasn't.
And he's a.
What?
Calling to the pen for Bobby Jenks. He was a little.
Yeah, he
little
grew in.
Thicker. Yeah.
Grew into his size.
When he was hitting bombs out of Tropicana Field when they first opened up. Yeah.
All right. So did you mean that question to White Sox fans?
Yeah. Like what are you doing? Like, you're not watching all these games, are you? If you're a White Sox fan, are you really? Like, you got the summer, like, next couple summers off if you want. Nobody's going to be mad at you. We'll talk about it on the other side.
Yeah, there's some other White Sox things. I overheard a conversation yesterday, and I was not aware of something that was going on at Guaranteed Rate Field.
312-644-6767 is the phone number. The Bernstein and Goff Show right here on 670 The Score.
Len Casper, TV voice of the Cubs and Score baseball contributor, talks Cubs three times a week on the Score.
I talk to Joe every day. I think there have been some games lately that the Cubs have not won, but he has been happy with the look.
Len Casper on 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago's official radio home of the world champion Chicago Cubs. Presented by Two Brothers Brew.
Progressive brings you Flowetry with Flow.
The better you drive, the more you save. Bears and bats, they live in a cave, but that's irrelevant here. So back to the subject we steer. Snapshot saves you money when you drive safe. I wear corduroy pants. I don't mind that they chafe.
The better you drive, the more you can save with Snapshot from Progressive. Visit Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Snapshot not available in all states or from all agents.
May I have your attention, please? Attention, please. Summer is finally here, and Oak Park Natural Pet is proud to announce that you can treat your dog to ARF Scarf handcrafted ice cream that is made right here in Chicago. For flavors, you can choose from pulled pork, peanut butter bacon, beef brisket, or cheddar chicken. And when you buy two, you get one free, so you can check out which flavor your dog prefers. Continuing in that local Midwest regional vein, Oak Park Natural Pet is also having a sale on From Dog and Cat Food. From is a family-owned company in Mequon, Wisconsin, who carefully selects ingredients from farms right around them to provide you with the best foods for your dog or cat. That's Oak Park Natural Pet and Fish. So let's not forget the fish part.